Welcome to the Jaded Gamers episode 16. I am the Pharaoh.
And I'm Katsu.
And we're here to talk about all the news that we can talk about.
That's right, and a little sad note, this is our third take, I think, of this episode.
Yeah, our first take, not so good.
No, the first take sucked.
Second take
was awesome.
Best podcast ever. Except
my mic wasn't on.
Yeah, that's bad.
Thank God you had to take a pee break there, otherwise we'd have done the whole...
I said, and a word from our sponsor, and then I hear, shit, no, yeah. I'm peeing.
That was pretty horrible. But, I'm sort of kind of not really into it as much as I was now, because we lost such good material. But, you know, we'll try, right?
We will do it.
We'll try.
We won't try, we will do. Do or do
okay,
not.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll
there
do
There is
it.
No try.
We'll make it even better in the second take. So, okay. So we started talking about reviews.
Crackdown.
Yeah, review. I'm going to give a review of Crackdown, and this is my third week talking about Crackdown, but I'm finally done with it. And we talked a little bit about this before, but my review is going to be on a scale of 4, and I'm going to give that game a 4. 4 out of 4. And I know that you're...
Perfect review.
No. It's not perfect. It is... My scale is poor, okay, good, and great. As far as I'm concerned, when I have as much fun as I did playing a game like Crackdown, that game deserves a 4. And I kind of basing that on the movie reviews, which are rarely out of 10. You know, there's too much, they're too subjective, and I think video games are kind of the same way. Either nobody can really argue whether a great movie is bad, but you know, it's either good or great. You know, 3 or 4 stars is much different than
I've given it a 3 because of all of its shortcomings.
Yeah, and maybe we should talk a little bit about how our review approach differs.
When I review something, I review all the parts of it and I compare it to other games of the day that are like that game. What it did better than, what it did worse than.
And what when I review a game, I'm simply stating how much fun I had with that particular game. And what I like about my style of review is that it works for any genre, any system, it just any game, mobile, portable, it doesn't matter, RTS. How much fun did I have? Yeah, but yours is a little bit harder to it's harder to kind of base. You know, if you have a game that's a 3 and it's a puzzle game, then you have to completely discount stuff like graphics or maybe sound. Whereas if...
But I compare it to other games in the genre.
So what if a game is really unique and doesn't have really... What if it's a genre-busting game? Then what? Does it get a great score just because?
Yes, because it get... My reviews for innovation, you automatically get higher scores.
My review, innovation necessarily, my style, innovation doesn't necessarily get you a high score.
Well,
unless
done
that
innovation.
Unless that innovation, you know, makes the game more fun. But really, why else do we play games other than to have a good time?
Because everyone else is doing it.
No. There's a lot of other things. We could be playing, you know, we could be out there playing tennis or golf or watching a movie or doing crack or whatever.
Hey, don't knock golf, watching movies, or doing crack. I know plenty of women who lose respect for themselves so that they can do more crack. They must enjoy it.
I'm saying, like, why aren't we crackheads? That's what I'm asking you. Why aren't we crackheads? Why do we play games instead of doing crack or anything else?
You normally don't die from playing games.
Okay, maybe that's a bad example. Why aren't we into chess? Because we find gaming fun, right?
Yeah.
Gaming is something that we find. It's a fun pastime. It's a fun activity. It's fun. It's a fun industry to follow, you know. And I think that's really what games are all about. They're fun. I mean, you have work and you have games. You know, some people work in gaming, and that's kind of a bonus for them. But that's all I care about is the game fun. I don't care. I mean, I do care. I'm not gonna lie. I do care about graphics. I do expect a lot of this. I expect it. I don't really expect it anymore. I expected a lot from this generation as far as graphics were concerned, and I was pretty much let down because all we're seeing is higher resolutions and the same crappy, you know, graphics with a new coat of paint.
With this generation, because of the complexity of developing for these new platforms, that we should give them more leeway in saying that the new generation games are here. I mean, Gears of War is phenomenal. You can't say that's not a next generation
game. You know, sometimes the graphics make the game more fun. And in that case, you know, good for them. Gears of War, if Gears of War had looked as good as just any old regular game, do you think it would have been as big a hit?
Not as big, but it would have been pretty big.
It would have been okay.
Multiplayer.
But, okay, say it had Crackdown graphics.
Probably not so much.
Right? I mean, really what draws you into that game...
Speaking of,
is
13 had Crackdown-style graphics. It was an excellent game, but because of those graphics, not appropriate for what you were playing, it did terrible.
Well, it was... I mean, I played a good amount of 13, probably a couple hours, and I really couldn't get into it. There's just... Something about first-person shooters needs to be there for me in order to enjoy it, and that is a lot of action. I'm not really a fond of a first-person shooter that's low on shooting, you know? And well, I mean, there was a good amount of shooting there, but it wasn't like... I want, like, a Doom or, like, a Quake or something where there's... Or an Unreal Tournament or something like that.
I want an id Software game, is what you're telling me.
No, or Unreal Tournament or... well, it's because id Software makes probably the most frantic... at least multiplayer-wise.
They copy themselves over and over and over again.
Right, but if you have something good, why change it?
Well, right? Change it, but change it for the better. Polish
it. I mean, if you have good gameplay already, and I think maybe that's what's going on, is you know, things like Grand Theft Auto just keep getting remade because they're kind of like, well, you have something good, why change it?
And they just keep getting improved each time.
They're making minor adjustments here and there.
So here's why I can't give my game a 4. Why Crackdown cannot get a 4. GTA, when it came out, was an excellent game. Then a bunch of games copied it, including games by the same designer, like, what's that crap game? Emergency or State of Emergency?
Oh, that wasn't anywhere near GTA.
Well, anyway, Saints Row came along, took GTA's game mechanic, gave it a little bit more stuff to do, some better graphics, and way better story and way better missions.
And did worse.
No, Saints Row is a way better game than...
No, no, no. Commercially, retail-wise.
Well, it's not the first. Of course it's going to do worse.
Well, neither is Grand Theft Auto...
Plus, it didn't have the install base.
Whatever. Liberty City Stories. That's true. The install base probably more than anything really... Well, then again, Gears of War sold, what, 4 million? They're up to 4 million copies?
Yeah, 10 million Xboxes, which means that they sold...
Like 40% of the people own Gears of War.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's a huge number of that's a huge attachment ratio. And again, what's really so special about Gears of War? It has adequate gameplay, has pretty good sound, doesn't have much of a story.
It has an excellent single player to show itself off, and then it has multiplayer to back that up later.
But really, it's all about the graphics for Gears of War. That is the first thing that people notice when they see Gears of War.
And the music.
The music is adequate. It's not bad.
No, the sound effects that they add when they have musical chords come in for things happening, it works excellent.
It's okay. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's not terrible.
It's not just their graphics. It's their whole art and sound direction.
Yeah, I mean, it's a high-quality, high-production product, right? It's akin to the Hollywood blockbuster, you know, summer blockbuster, but a good one whenever that happens.
Yeah, not
but
bad.
Yeah. But
so... You compare the great story that Saints Row brought, and then you go to Crackdown, which has no story. It does improve it in other ways, but there is no real story in Crackdown. I gotta go kill this guy.
It's not very deep, I'll give you that. And it's given to you in very small, you know, doses. The story's sort of just kind of there to give you some sort of reason for doing what you're doing. But, I mean... To me, a game like Crackdown is more just about having fun shooting people, right? And how long has that been a gameplay mechanic? For as long as there's been games.
I think for as long as there's been guns.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's really at the heart. It's just shooting people and how you do it, or killing people, I should say. What do you say the percentage of video games are that are murder simulators where you kill a human?
That's not a murder simulator.
Well, you're simulating a killing of a human, right?
But that's not how the gamer sees it. I'm not even going to answer that question.
No. Okay. Let me rephrase it then.
I'm going to pretend you never asked that
question. Let me rephrase it. What percentage of games do you think released in 2006 involved humans dying?
Good people or bad people?
Any people.
A lot of them.
What percentage would you say? Just a guess. I have no data on this.
I'm reaching into my ass. I'm just wondering. I'm pulling out 67.83%.
Really? I think it's probably closer to 80%.
Are you counting games on the handheld consoles?
I'm counting. Okay, let's just whittle it down to just consoles and the PSP and the DS and the Game Boy. That's it. No mobile. Okay, and the PC.
Puzzle games, shovel.
No,
shovel,
no Java
shovel,
games
shovel,
on the web
shovel.
Space.
No. You're narrowing it down too far.
No, just
most
consoles.
Most gamers are casual gamers.
So what do you mean, casual gamers?
I mean, I'm talking Scrabble, I'm talking Uno, I'm talking Bejeweled, Tetris.
Those, okay. When you hear somebody's a gamer, what do you initially think?
Do they play games?
I know that, but what kind of games?
Console games.
Like PlayStation, Xbox, stuff
and
like that.
And maybe PC if they... But I would not say in some...
But you don't think board game?
I do, but I'm a special... I would say the most people...
You're special.
I'm special. My mom told me so.
So, my point is, you know, the basic game mechanic of... not Saints Row, and I got me thinking about that game... of Crackdown has been the same for a long time. It's just a matter of how fun do you make it to kill a person. That's it. I mean, and I think Crackdown does a really good job of making it fun to kill a person. boil it down to it.
I'm not sure I want to continue this line of discussion here.
Well, obviously it's made up.
Because this is going to be quoted and put out in context.
Yeah, sure. I'll be on the evening news because I said, how fun is it to kill a person in video games? Because really, the media doesn't need any help at all coming up with stupid reasons to blame video games for all of society's problems. So, and they're not listening to me now, and if they are, then who cares? I'm not going to talk any sense to a person like that anyway.
Back to the review. Crackdown, the co-op, leaving a game and having to restart it if you want somebody to join, and then the annoyance of people being able to pop in and invite. I know you can turn it off. But I have it set to my friends only inviting me into games, and that still annoyed me. It pops up and stops the whole game.
Do you lose progress or anything? Can you just say no and continue?
You can say no and continue. Oh. But the fact that I could be in the middle of a jump trying to land on like that tiny pixel of a rooftop or grab a windowsill and that message comes up and I miss it and fall to my death, you have no idea the anger and
hate. Well,
how
often does
that
happen?
I'd say it happened to me a good 3 or 4 times in a week.
Still,
The things that we should not see in this generation's gaming.
Look, let's break down a game like Crackdown into the typical, you know, areas that the reviewers tend to do, right? Like graphics.
The graphics, I'm going to give it a 3 or a 4.
And I'm going to give it a 2 because although it has a lot of pretty things, I mean, not pretty, has a lot of things on the screen at once, they're not exactly very high polygon. They're not exactly very animated very well, especially the pedestrians.
And they're pedestrians.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, you would think of that by this generation that they would be a little bit more believable instead of they look like robots, you know? And they still look like robots in 2007. So, graphics, they're okay. You know, of my poor, okay, good, great, they're okay. What about sound effects?
The music,
the guns,
absolutely.
No, I'm talking about sound effects. Just the guns, the jumping.
The guns are a 3. They're appropriate.
Okay. Yeah, the cars and all. You have a problem with any of that?
I don't like the sound of an engine revving in a car when I'm playing a non-driving game. But yeah. that's not Crackdown's fault.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're adequate again. I'd go with the 3-2.
And I really did like the graphics direction on the vehicles of them transforming when...
You like that?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. Except for the... sports car, when you got to level 4, it got so long that races you're supposed to use it in, you couldn't make the turns because it was wider than the turn.
I didn't really do a whole lot of races, to be honest. I just kind of...
And that annoyed the crap out of me.
Did enough.
Punishing the player for being good and driving.
Oh, okay. So then the other sound component, which is the music.
That music was terrible.
Really? I mean,
the techno was out of the 19.
Didn't bother me.
Early 90s. It was like if the whole soundtrack was just the theme from Mortal Kombat remixed 1,000 times, it would be better than that.
Dude, but didn't you kind of like the way each area of the city had its own kind of music?
I liked it, but you know what I would like more? For it to be done well.
I guess. I mean, they had some pretty no-name bands in there. Although I did recognize Molotov.
Yeah, I didn't.
There's some Mexican, not hip-hop, electronic rock band or something, but that's the only name I recognize, and I barely even have heard of them. But, yeah, I guess the music was... I give it a 2. What are you giving it a 1?
I'm going to give it a 2 because the sound effects were good, but the music was terrible. Okay.
All right. So, all right, what we got? Gameplay. Would you like the game mechanics, the actual playing of the game?
I'll give it a 3 because of how repetitive it got after I started trying to do stuff later in the game.
And I've said this before, and I'll say again, repetitive, if it's fun, is fine. So,
but it's not fun. After I got the cluster grenade and the rocket launcher or any of the rocket, the Firefly or whatever the other one was.
Firefly X.
Yeah. Once you get those, there's no energy. All you're doing is blowing up bodies and watching Ragdoll.
Yeah, but I guess I didn't get those until more, closer to the end.
I got them when I, on the second boss in the Russian area.
Oh, well, I mean, I used the grenade launcher a lot.
I never used the grenade launcher. Really? I only used the rocket.
I didn't use the rocket because I didn't find it for one until later, or I didn't pick it up, I guess. That was another thing, is like the weapons, there didn't seem to be a whole lot of right. Like, I just picked the one machine gun that was worth a shit, the HMG 90 or whatever it was.
Round.
Yeah, that one was like, it just sounded like it kicked ass, and it like was the only one worth a shit. All the other machine guns were completely worthless. The pistols were completely worthless. Then
the sniper rifle, the one that you get by killing agency people at the agency, was good.
Never used a sniper rifle. I think I zoomed in like once.
No, not the one you get from killing bosses, but the one you get from killing actual agents.
I just never really. I mean, the with that 800 round machine gun that did so much damage, I could zoom. Would auto aim and I could shoot shit, hundreds of yards away. So didn't really find a need for the sniper rifle.
And the bosses in the gameplay?
They were sort of weak. They didn't have
special weapons. They didn't have better AI.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything.
I agree. There wasn't so much of a challenge killing the boss. It was getting to the boss. It was more of a challenge for me.
No, not really.
Really? I mean, I died quite a few times, but I think it was just because I was trying to push it, just run through it or whatever.
Oh, I would be real methodical to throw grenades around corners.
Nah, I just tried to zip through them, and there's a few times where I got a little too antsy, and I got killed. So
Jasmine X is still playing Crackdown, and I'm still fighting for my 360.
You need to buy another one, man.
We talked about this the last time we recorded. I want a new monitor.
That's why I brought it up.
A big monitor. I want another 360. But the fact that I know a better 360 is coming out, quieter, they already have the quieter one, and they're going to release a bigger hard drive, and preferably black. No console should ever be white. Black.
Well, what about purple?
No purple.
No console should ever be purple. You know, when I bought my GameCube, I bought the Japanese import, and it only came in purple.
Lovely.
So I have a purple GameCube.
Wow, and Nintendo complains that people think they're only for kids' games.
No, I don't think they complain. I mean, they're pretty much kind of carved that niche market out for themselves. I mean, just by being Nintendo, they're automatically like kid friendly or whatever. But anyway, so Crackdown overall,
3 out of 4.
I give it 4 out of 4. But we're done with Crackdown for a while. What else?
Did you
have?
Popped in Lost Planet?
I did pop in Lost Planet for about an hour or so. I didn't get very far, and what was kind of throwing me off was that I just finished playing Crackdown, and the reticle moved kind of independently of the camera, so it wasn't always in the center of the screen, and that was a little strange to get used to. But it seemed like it's okay. Yeah, and then you had the shoulder buttons to do 90-degree turns and stuff. I mean, it was okay. I really haven't given it a good chance, but I plan to. I heard it was a short game, So you told me it was a short game, and I read it was a short game, so I'm liking that. Short games are good.
Yes.
So that one will probably be one of the ones that I actually try to get through in earnest. What else was up? MotorStorm. I've been playing a lot of MotorStorm for some reason. I can't really give you a good reason for it. It's just that it's just fun. It's one of those games, like, I guess, kind of like Crackdown, where, you know, there's not really a whole lot to it. There's not a whole lot of modes to it. And frankly, I'm not one of those guys that needs 15 different modes. If it's a racing game, if it does racing really well, I'm golden. That's all I really need. I don't need party games. I don't need, you know, CTF on wheels. I don't need whatever the hell else type of modes, that or career mode or anything like that. If you make the racing game fun, that's all I need. I don't need battle mode or anything like that. And to be honest, MotorStorm is actually a really fun game. We had a little break here between takes of the podcast. And
I kicked ass with the ATV.
Yeah, you were doing really good. And, I mean, you tried it a little bit when I first got it, but what do you think? I mean, your initial impressions of MotorStorm?
My initial impression was that it's a fun little racing game.
Right.
And No more than that, no less than that.
I think that's exactly why I like it. It doesn't add too much fluff. You know, people were complaining that, you know, maybe it's not worth the $60, but shit, there's a lot of other games that I paid $60 for that won't even get near the amount of play that MotorStorm's already gotten. So I'm not complaining. The one thing that kind of sucked is the Japanese release didn't have online play.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that is terrible. And I mean, that's really bare bones. So now that we got online play in our version, I think it's a good game.
Japan, you guys need the online play. You guys have a negative birth rate. We need more gamer hookups. Skinny Japanese gamer dude, hook up with the butter troll Japanese woman, pop out some gamerlets, get it on.
Have you ever played, do you have any PS3 games yet?
I don't, still.
So
there's nothing I want.
Have you played
MotorStorm for $20 or $30?
Have you ever played a PS3 game on your PS3?
Not on mine, no.
So you've only played PS2 games and
PS1 games
and Blu-ray discs.
Yeah.
So how long has it been now? What is it? November, December, January, February, March. You're going on 4 months of owning a PlayStation 3. You own zero PlayStation 3 games and have yet to play a PlayStation 3 game on your PS3.
Right.
You know, and you're a big gamer.
Yeah.
You don't think that's a problem?
I game more than you do.
You probably do. I'm not saying you don't. You probably do. I don't actually play as much as I'd like to. But yeah, that's not a problem. That's not a red flag to Sony. Saying, hey, look, we have people.
They're losing money.
Right, because they sold that to you with hopes of making money on the software.
I am considering buying MotorStorm just so I can play against you, except that I know you'll never be online for me to play against.
That's the thing with the Sony PlayStation network. It's not really fleshed out real well, and I think it supports mics and headsets and stuff like that, but like there's no real standard mic, you know, there's no,
you get
like,
a Bluetooth, it'll support a Bluetooth.
It supports Bluetooth, that's right. That would be awesome.
And I've got a Bluetooth one. One of the little looks like,
yeah, the one makes you look like Lobot from Empire Strikes Back.
What the hell is Lobot?
Lobot, the dude that Lando Calrissian?
The big upper lip.
No, you remember Lando Calrissian?
Yeah.
The black dude. There's only one black dude in all Star Wars. Well, not Connie Mace, right? But
Mace wasn't in Star Wars.
Yeah, remember in Cloud City, he was bald and had the thing.
Cyborg with the
he had the thing over his ears.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that. It looks kind of like the badge from Star Trek, except over your ear.
Oh, whatever.
And it makes little doo-doos when you press it.
But yeah, MotorStorm, I recommend it. I mean, if you want a fun racing game, get that. If you want a very, you know, high simulation, very boring, arduous racing game, then you can get F1 Championship Edition. But
I'm telling you, F1 Losers Edition, Crash Simulator would have sold much better.
But, yeah, so...
I've been playing Worms.
You've been playing Worms for the Xbox Live Arcade.
Yes.
And I meant to take a look at that. I just...
I'm a big Worms fan. I've played it since the PC days. I played it on the PSP, but I didn't buy it because it's just not worth $40 because it's Worms. It's the same game it was when they released it on my 386.
It's almost like Puyo Puyo. It's been on every fucking platform ever.
It has the same gameplay it's always had, which is great. Lots of little zany ninja roping.
But it's in high def.
And it's in high def.
and online.
They didn't leave in all of the worms and worm voices, like, but I still have my the same one that I used, which would be the German voices. They say, "Oh no," or "Ach Leben, mein Leben." Yeah, and it's fun. And of course, I have the greatest. I've been playing against one of my coworkers, and I have the greatest team ever.
What's his name?
They're the Commie Pinkos, and I have Stalin, Marx.
I can name them.
Yeah, you name them. Lenin and Che Guava.
Not Guevara. Didn't fit?
I just wanted to go for Guava because there's a lot of people that...
That stimulant? What guanara or was it shit that they put in balls and...
Semen?
No, oh. Man. Not that balls. B-A-double-L-Z.
Guarana.
Guarana.
Yeah.
Should have named that. Che Guarana. That would have been funny, too. All right, so what else?
I went with Guava because most people know what that is. I said when TMNT comes out today, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would come out for Xbox Live.
You thought it was bullshit.
No, I said there's no way it'll come out. But why did I say that? Because I'm licensing. It turns out Konami is awesome.
And allowed Ubisoft to release it, right?
That, and they when they initially negotiated their license, they said that they can release it even if some that they get rights for it even if somebody else buys up the license.
You mean re-releasing the same game?
The same game.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
But I said it would never happen.
I don't know why that's such a big deal. I put it on the agenda because I know a lot of people think it's a big deal.
I'm not going to download it.
But, I mean...
I played it on the...
Who cares? I mean, it was a side-scrolling brawler that was... I mean, it was good, but whatever.
You know you could save yourself that money by getting your ass on MAME.
Yeah. Probably all, like, half of Xbox Live Arcade can be played on MAME for pretty close to free, if not free. But, anyway, the big release today is...
God of War 2,
and,
I want to play it, but I don't want to pay $50 for it.
Well, that's okay, because I'll pay it.
And we'll grind through it in one session.
I'm gonna go buy it right now after dinner.
Sunday?
Well, I'm gonna play it before Sunday.
Sunday all day.
I'll probably pay about 15 minutes between now and Sunday.
Let's
so
see
you
if we can get the cow suit.
The what?
The cow suit. They had a cow suit in the first one.
Oh,
and he had little udders.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember Onimusha guy had a panda suit. Remember that? No.
No,
anyway.
I don't play Onimusha.
Onimusha 1, man. Onimusha 1 was pretty good. But, yeah, God of War 2 comes out.
You know, we were complaining about games. Armored Core 4... Did you saw that comparison?
Are we done with God of War 2?
Yes.
Seriously? Okay, let's wait till we play it.
Let's wait till we play it.
Let's not hype it up and we'll play it. Okay, fine. Okay, so what were we saying?
Armored Core 4.
Okay.
You saw those two screenshots that were posted on Kotaku?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't seem to care about that.
I thought it was, you know, who cares? That was a who cares post. If anything, it just tells me what I already know, that PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 games, when they have... The same when it's a multi-platform game tend to look almost identical.
I thought it looked a lot better on the 360.
It had
those little important details.
I don't know how you get
like
a lot better
anti-aliasing
from like
and reflection. Those are things that this is the HD generation. Every game should have good anti-aliasing and reflect all. Texture should reflect like a normal glass wall would reflect.
Dude. When they have to circle and highlight the things that are different in the screenshot, that's probably because the differences are so, you know, minute that it doesn't matter. Especially in motion, you're not going to notice this stuff while it's moving.
Alongside a skyscraper like you would do in Armored Core 4, and I can't see my guy and the rest of the background reflecting against it on the PS3, and I can see that on the 360, that's going to make a difference.
First of all, you're not even going to miss it if you don't have the other one, unless you're looking at them side by side. And second of all, who cares? It's Armored Core. Who plays that shit?
I was going to.
Oh, and now you're not. Well, you can buy the 360 version if you really care about the mirrored whatever the hell and the anti-aliasing and all that other shit. If I can't tell the difference, if you have to highlight the differences on two different screenshots, then there's no fucking difference. As long as the frame rates are there. If the frame rates are sucky on one and good on the other, then I'll definitely, you know, be wanting the one with the good frame rate. But, yeah, I don't think there's that big of a difference, which is actually a bad thing for PlayStation because it's supposed to be the more powerful system. There's supposed to be a bigger difference.
Except that their developer tools suck and they're not helping their developers.
Yeah, so yeah, if you have really powerful hardware and you don't give the developers tools to take advantage of it, you might as well not even have the powerful hardware.
Yeah, scale it down.
So yeah, whatever. I mean, maybe in the end when people start learning all those cool programming tricks that they always tend to do, towards the end they're probably going to get a lot more out of the PS3 than they will out of the 360, but by then it may be a moot point. I mean, the war may have already been lost or won by then. So whatever. I guess as gamers, you're still looking forward to that, because like God of War 2, going back to that just for a little bit, the graphics on that are amazing for a PlayStation 2 game.
Even for a PS3 game, it would be acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some pretty horrible Xbox 360 games, and God of War 2 just blows those away. So that looks, that's really impressive. So what else we got? Those are pretty much the only two new games for this week.
Well, it is March.
Yeah. News-wise,
Madness starts this week.
Yeah. Listen, who cares?
I think my coworker is taking off today and tomorrow, or tomorrow and Friday, which would be Thursday and Friday.
For what?
He has a kegerator in his apartment.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Dude, I hate college sports because it's like pro sports but worse. And then what's even worse is like college female sports.
No, there's something real good about college female sports.
Dude, no, not college female basketball.
No, not basketball. But I want to see some, swimming and some tennis.
Not even, dude. There's porn for that. Why subject yourself to watching inferior, sports when you can? There's always pro leagues. I don't know. I just can't.
Pro leagues. I like it.
The pro leagues, right?
Oh, you weren't talking about the porn. Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about, unfortunately.
So who's our idiot of the week?
I don't really have one. Do you? Do you want to make one?
Not really.
There was a... I almost thought about choosing Mark Rain as my idiot of the week, but really wasn't idiot-y enough. I just made up that word. Idiotic, I guess, is what I should have said. His statement wasn't really idiotic enough. Basically, he's gone on record saying, one thing, and then a few months later he says a completely different thing that contradicts what he originally said. And the latest thing, that the reason he was in the news is that he was saying that PS3 will, is the one to beat. But previously, when he was, pushing Gears of War, he was pretty much trashing the PlayStation 3 and, the Nintendo Wii.
So what's he pushing now then?
Well, I don't know why he just was talking through some GameIndustry.biz interview about PlayStation 3, that you can't ignore Sony. You just can't. They're just too big of a brand. But I say, so was Nintendo.
Yeah, we know how that happened. And he
had made sort of a point, and then Kotaku kind of like tore that point apart, where he had said, so if there's shortages of PlayStation 3s, it's bad. And if there's too many PlayStation 3s in the stores, it's bad. Why don't you pick one? Which one, it's like you can't make anybody happy. There's either too little or too many.
See, but that's a false argument, because it assumes that there's only those two options.
The guy at Kotaku, I forgot who it was, and he said, and it was actually true, is that it's not that the fact that there's too many, it's the fact that, you have a high ranking executive at Sony saying that they're sold out, and there's tons in the stores. It's not that there's tons in the stores, it's that your executives are so out of touch, where they're trying to create artificial hype by saying they're sold out when there's tons in stores. That is the problem, not that there's too many in stores. But even Mark Rain,
What I want to hear from Sony?
That doesn't even really qualify.
We just signed more developers on, and we're throwing money at third-party developers to develop titles for us. That's what I want to hear.
But
we fired a bunch of execs, and we
they're not used to that. They're not used to that. For the PlayStation 2, they just sat back and watched the money just roll in. They didn't have to lift a finger.
Well, they didn't really have too much competition.
I mean, they blew away the Dreamcast, and after that, they built up such a big lead that the Xbox and GameCube never really could compete. By that time, the PlayStation 2 was so big. And that's what Microsoft was hoping for this time around with the Xbox 360. But looks like, it's not going to be that easy. It's just the PlayStation 2 is just too huge. I mean, it's still outselling the Xbox 360. PlayStation 2 is. So
it's a cheap value system with a huge library of games.
Yeah, I mean, if you have no video game consoles right now, there's no question which one you should buy. It'd be PlayStation 2, hands down. For $129, you get a nice little system. And
tons
it plays
of games you can play for it, 10 to 20 bucks.
It plays a huge library of games with very, very varied, many, many genres of games. And like you said, there's a lot of really good games that are now budget priced. And even still new games are coming out, although God of War 2 will probably be the last big PlayStation 2 game. You know, after this, they're probably...
Looking at the release schedule, it is.
Yeah, there probably won't be much after this, but even still, I mean, there's no question that if you're only going to own one console, it's got to be the PlayStation 2. If you're only owning one new-gen console, then I'd go with the 360, but you know, that's a different story.
There is one place that Microsoft is completely dropping the ball.
Where's that?
HD DVDs. There are no releases compared to what you're getting for Blu-ray.
But that's not Microsoft's fault.
Yes, it is.
How is it their fault? They're not a movie studio.
They need to pay people to release that.
Why?
So they can get people to buy it and get more profit later.
No, I think
you gotta
spend
money to make money.
I think that you're... Just because Sony has so much invested in Blu-ray, Microsoft does not have so much invested in HD DVD. I hate saying HD DVD. HD DVD.
Say it 10 times.
No, I can't even say it once.
HD DVD.
Okay, I hate saying that, so I hope... You know, I've always been kind of against Blu-ray, but Jesus, it's so much easier to say. But anyway, so Microsoft doesn't have that much invested in HD DVD. Sure, they have it available for their player, but only because it's not Blu-ray. You know what I mean? They had to offer something for the consumer as a reaction to the Blu-ray capabilities of the PlayStation 3. They had to offer something, and that something was HD DVD. There was no other choice. I mean, they couldn't really use Blu-ray because then that backed Sony. So, but they're not a movie studio. They don't own rights to movies. They don't own a studio like Sony does. They're really only there just to provide something that's not Sony-based. And they've even said before, if Blu-ray ends up being the big, you know, the big winner, they can easily add a Blu-ray player to their Xbox 360 just as easily. And I really don't think that anybody has as much invested in the next format for movie discs as Sony does. So they're obviously going to be pushing a lot harder than anybody else.
Speaking of Sony being all about the media, weren't you telling me something about some sort of Circuit City sale?
Oh, yeah. The Circuit City UMDs, they had a list of 16, although we only saw 12. I pulled this off, I don't know, one of the blog sites. So, yeah, they're $9.99 on clearance. And honestly, for $9.99, I mean, this should
still not a deal.
No,
it's still not worth
this
it.
This is the price that they probably should have released them at $9.99. And
no,
even,
they never should have released them without the DVD.
Yeah, ideally they should have just bundled.
Greedy.
They just should have just bundled them, DVDs and UMDs should
and
be
it shouldn't
bundled.
Have been more than $5 or $10 more bucks.
Right, and so now they have a big list of movies that they're trying to. And, you know, I've seen reports where Target's selling them for $6 to $9 anyway. So this is even not that great of a deal. And the movies that they're listing, I mean, there aren't really Oscar, you know, award-winning material here. Or even, like, cool stuff that you would want to see. You got XXX, Anger
Terrible.
Management.
Terrible.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That's okay.
Excellent movie, but 5 years old.
Big Daddy, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, 50 First Dates. Now, Spider-Man 2, who the fuck's going to buy Spider-Man 2? It came free with your PSP.
Yep.
I guess people, later adopters, but come on.
No.
Jerry Maguire, Men in Black. Who's going to pay $10 for these things?
Who's going to pay $10 for Men in Black? There's no way you couldn't buy a $5 DVD version.
Right, and rip it.
What
they should do is really promote the ripping.
How about you pack it to those damn UMD titles with the Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Save yourself. Redeem it a little.
They should just really kill it. Kill UMD as a movie format. I mean, it's obviously not going anywhere. Clear out what you got. Don't invest, you know, cut your losses. Get out. Fold. Get out. You know, because it's ridiculous. And even at $10, I mean, I would pay $2. $2 for a movie.
Before I forget, did you sign up for the beta of Windows... games for Windows Live? Of their version of a live account?
I did not.
You need to sign up for it.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, so they released a price for that, and it's exactly the same pricing as it is for the Xbox Live
unless account. You already have an Xbox Live account, which then right. It's free.
Right. So at first,
like
when
it should be.
When I first read it, I was like, man, they're going to make me pay another $50 for Windows Live.
They wouldn't.
But no, it turns out if you've already got an Xbox Live Gold account, then you can use that same account on Windows Live, which makes sense. The only thing that's going to, I mean, the only way that people are going to get pissed are the people that are PC only and they want to play
their
games online.
PC only people can play against the PC people without paying anything.
Are you sure?
Yes.
They can't play, I thought they couldn't play at all.
No, they can play against the PC people for free, but not
so,
PC.
So then this is completely a non-issue.
Right. I mean, not an issue.
Nobody, you might anger like what? A handful of people that might want to play with their buddies on Xbox 360 and they don't have one. But I think in reality, people are either going to have it or they're only going to play PC people anyway. So it's really not that big of a deal. So that's sort of good news. And going back to the PSP for a little bit, so Sony exec confirmed that there's a redesign coming for the PSP, a smaller, lighter version.
A better media player with the same size screen?
I don't know. If they reduce the size of the screen, I mean, the screen's already so large. And
they would have to make the screen small. Almost all of the console.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not exactly wasteful. It's pretty bulky. I mean, it's pretty heavy, I should say, not bulky. But it's not too bad. I don't think it's considering the size of the screen.
Maybe add a real analog stick, huh?
I would like for the battery playback to be better, or battery life to be a little bit better. But, you know, we'll see.
I would probably still buy one, but yeah. I actually use my PSP.
It's not like it's... Well, then they'll probably lock out all that hack stuff, though. You know?
I'm sure.
Or they're going to go... They're going to try, at least.
They'll try. I'll wait.
Yeah. So, yeah. What else do we have? Computer Games Magazine bites the dust.
Yes! I read that one.
You didn't like it?
It was super thin and filled with ads.
Probably because it was on its last legs.
Well, then I didn't read it when it was good.
A lot of people thought it was a pretty good magazine back in the day, but I guess, you know, the internet kind of...
Back in the day, EGM and GamePro were great magazines.
I mentioned that a few podcasts ago, but I think EGM is doing a good job of giving me something that I can't get online, which are the features. I mean, the news, they're going to be horrible at because they're always going to be lagging. When you have anything that's print, you're always going to be way behind, whereas the internet's like up-to-the-minute news. But so what you're really going to get, you know, people to buy your magazine for is the features, interviews.
Or a Wired-style magazine about gaming.
A what? Spin?
Spin magazine.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Or Wired, where they have actual articles about the process.
Right.
For coming up with games. So if you say that it's got features, I might take a look at it.
There needs to be more journalism and less reviews.
Right.
Right? Because we can get reviews and news anywhere.
And I can get real reviews, not ones that are paid for, like almost all magazine reviews.
Well, that's another subject. But yeah, it's getting tough. I can see where it'd be tough for almost all print media, not just video games, but... All print media to have to compete with the internet now. I mean, it's just become more and more prevalent. When's the last time? Do you ever watch the local news anymore?
No, I read the Statesman.
You do? Wow.
Only when there's news that will affect me.
Oh, I
think there's a whole bunch of non-news on the Statesman, like a house burned down in some place in Austin. That's not news.
Well, it's news
or
to you.
Or a human interest story, not news.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But that's the same complaint I have about all news outlets.
So, I don't know, it's just going to be a matter of time before I think most print publications do something really drastic to
newspaper subscriptions have not gone down since the internet.
I don't know where you got that from, but I'm pretty sure that doesn't sound right.
I was just reading an article in Wired
Was it in a newspaper?
It was in Wired.
Okay, well, I don't care enough about that issue to argue about it, so... I think that's pretty much it. Well, we had the South by Southwest Interactive Festival here, and I didn't care. Did you?
No,
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I noticed that Joystick and a couple other sites were, you know, talking about it, and Will Wright was here presenting the keynote
with a cool dress, kind of.
he was.
It would be more cool if he was wearing it.
With a cool dress, I saw him had a cast on. Where's the dress?
His SO was wearing a dress, a dress with her Spore characters printed on.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm not that excited about Spore.
I am really excited about Spore.
Mm.
But you don't like to spend hours and hours and hours and hours evolving something from nothing. No. I do.
I like to kill stuff.
It's like when I make those giant 10-hour porn compilations, and you only get through the first 3 hours.
10-hour porn compilations?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I don't video editing.
Why would you ever want a 10-hour porn compilation?
I don't know. You thought your Viagra were aspirin, and you took four of them.
Anyway, okay, well, I guess we'll cut this one short, and we'll go out and get God of War and see how that's
play
like.
Play some tabletop gaming.
Oh, right.
Some electronics-free gaming tonight.
Man, I don't even know about that. Gaming without electricity running through something is, it better have heart, spades, clubs,
and
diamonds on the cards.
We can gut one of your lamps, and I'll shock you every couple of minutes.
That would probably keep me awake.
This will keep you awake.
All right, dude, I'll try it. So, it's not video game related, but next week I'm going to let you... What is the name of this game again?
Gloom.
Gloom. And it's a card-based game based on...
Based on the Victorian era, so the goal is to make your family as sad as possible, then kill them all.
Sounds pretty good. So I get to kill somebody.
Yeah, you can even kill my guys.
Awesome. All right.
You can even kill visitors.
Awesome. Okay. Well, until next week.
Card games, murder simulators, making the world more violent next week.
Okay. Next week. Thank you.